1941, Edward Quarry against the Attorney General. Ms. Petrella.
May it please the Court. My name is Marisa Petrella, and I'm here today on behalf of Edward Quarry. The main issue is that the immigration judge in this case erred in that he relied on the addendum report to the U.S. country report issued by the U.S. Department of State. Every year, the U.S. Department of State submits a report on Albania, which is issued in February of every year, of every calendar year. If some kind of event occurs in Albania, they may issue an addendum sometime during that year. And in this particular case, the immigration judge cited this addendum that was published in November of 1998. The reason that an addendum was published that time is that the Democratic Party leader in Albania was assassinated in September, on September 12, 1998, Azem Haidari, which caused rioting, which caused massive unrest, which caused the prime minister to be unseated, and a new socialist prime minister came into power. And so what the U.S. government did is issue this report.
But Ms. Petrella, I mean, it's certainly true that Albania has had problems in recent years, political problems, assassination problems, the collapse of the pyramid schemes, and so on and so on. But isn't the essence of the immigration judge's decision here a conclusion that Mr. Quarry has not sufficiently linked his own situation to these political problems as a member of the Democratic Party or in any other protected category that one might look at for asylum?
He was a member of the
failure of proof that the judge says. He makes these references to mafia, and the judge concludes, no doubt he was a victim of crime, which is not anything anyone welcomes, but it's not the kind of thing that justifies asylum.
Well, the 1998 report makes reference to that the Democratic Party members and other opposition party members, Mr. Quarry was a member of the Republican Party, which was an opposition party to the Socialist Party.
Right, but somehow sort of on the same side as the Democratic
That's right.
Party. Yes.
Because they were all in opposition to the Socialist
right.
Party.
Right.
That, again, this is the 1998 report published in February of 1999. It states that there were numerous attacks and murders where Democratic Party and opposition parties were victims, but in general there was a lawlessness and lax law enforcement where neither culprits nor motives were found for most crimes. And then it goes on to state that police investigations of these cases was not aggressive. In other words, in many of these cases, political motives were in fact what was behind it. And what
but
Mr.
don't
Quarry
we need
said,
to figure out whether that happened this time? I mean, I have no doubt, and the State Department appears to have no doubt that this was going on, but that it was very hard to pin down in a case-by-case sense. And I guess my concern is that given the deference we're supposed to give to the immigration judge's fact findings, if he concludes that this is that Mr. Quarry is in effect a victim of general lawlessness that's not based politically somehow, that's not what the asylum laws protect.
But Your Honor, what the immigration judge based that finding on was this addendum report that I made reference to.
Well, not Mr. Quarry's testimony.
But not his testimony at trial, his interview at the time he came into the country in December of 1998 when he had his credible fear interview at O'Hare Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, an immigration officer questioned him and basically tried to determine whether he had a credible fear of returning to his country. The immigration officer found that he had a credible fear of returning, that he feared for his life, and
but
therefore
why?
Allowed him to file for asylum.
Well, sure, because the threshold rightly is lower at that point than it is for the ultimate grant.
And the immigration
judge looks, though, at the content of what Mr. Quarry said. You're not saying that they can't look at these interviews, are you?
Oh, they can certainly look at the interviews. I have no problem with that, but I think they need to take into consideration that it's an airport statement, that the immigration officer did find that Mr. Qari had a credible fear, and that the interview is not designed to elicit all facts which go into an asylum claim. It takes a long time to complete an asylum application. It takes a long time to question clients to find out exactly what the substance of their claims are. And Mr. Qari has a detailed asylum application that he submitted to the asylum officer.
We have immigration judges for to weigh all these elements, don't we? I mean, we're not here to substitute our judgment for that of the
Absolutely not, Your Honor. But what we are here to do is to find whether or not the immigration judge was reasonable and whether what he found was substantially supported by the record. And, you know, I'm positing that it was not substantially supported insofar as he failed to mention the 1998 report that was published in February of 1999 by the U.S. State Department. And that report is in contradiction to what was printed in November 98 by our same U.S. government. And the reason for that, Your Honor, is that the yearly report is much more comprehensive, and it supported the fact that there were people in Albania who were persecuted for political reasons. Let me just give you
What are there about the facts of this case that would suggest political motivation?
He was active in the Republican Party, and he participated in various protests. At the time, he was fired upon when he was at the protests. And he also was asked by government agents to give money to the government for taxes, which were not, he felt were excessive, that there was a member of the Socialist Party there in his town who was extorting money from him. And that is very much consistent with the country report. I see that my time is up with regard to this portion of the argument.
Thank you, Ms. Petrella. We'll hear now from Ms. Paisner.
May it please the Court, my name is Jennifer Paisner on behalf of the United States. Both the Supreme Court and this Court have emphasized the importance of motive in asylum cases. That is, the alien bears not only the burden of proving incidents of harassment or discrimination that rise to the level of persecution, but also that those incidents occurred on account of a protected ground under the Immigration and Nationality Act. While political opinion is a protected ground, criminal extortion for economic gain is not. In this case, Mr. Qari has simply failed to meet his burden of proving that the alleged incidents of extortion occurred on account of his membership in the Republican Party and were not simply the result of criminal extortion for economic gain. The evidence in the record does not compel the conclusion that these incidents occurred on account of his political opinion. First,
could I just ask you how you think a person would prove that, and also just as a matter of opinion and certainly understanding that evidence might not compel a conclusion, but it might permit a conclusion. Do you think this is a case that the immigration judge could have come out either way on, based on the evidence in front of the judge? Obviously, under your standard of review, in such a case, the government prevails and the alien goes. But I just wonder, you know, the practicality in these countries where the political situation has degenerated so badly and there's such a fuzzy line between official activity and private activity.
In general, the types of evidence that one would look at to determine whether the alien has met his burden of proof would be his testimony, the State Department reports, any other documentary evidence that might be in the record. Here, the only evidence are the State Department reports.
Right, but the State Department is unlikely to have in its report an account of the brother of the mayor of one small town. In other words, every alien has to find some way to bridge that gap between the generalized information in the State Department's report and the particular events that happened to him or her. And testimonial evidence is the usual way people will do that. They'll say, yes, they were coming and asking for 500,000 lev or 1 million lev from me in my town, and it was the brother of the socialist mayor, so I knew that this was a political form of persecution. If he had added the sentence and the only people they were asking for this kind of money from were members of the Republican Party, would that be enough? I mean, what do we need? What's missing here?
Possibly. What's missing in this case is any testimony, either in the airport interview or in the hearing before the immigration judge, that links his activities in the Republican Party to the two extortion events. So in his airport statement, Mr. Carter is the one who mentions the mafia. He specifically asked whether this mafia has any connection to the Albanian government, and he says he doesn't know. He complains that the Albanian government is requiring him to pay taxes, but he distinguishes between the activities of this mafia, who are extorting money from him, and the Albanian government. Then in his immigration hearing, when he's describing these two extortion attempts, his testimony essentially is that they came into his store and they demanded money. There's no testimony that they made any reference at all to his political opinion, to his membership in the Republican Party, and the issue here is his protected characteristic, not whether the people who extorted money from him are socialists or communists or whatever. It's his political opinion. And then his testimony is considered in light of the State Department report. And what the State Department report says is that, in fact, persecution on account of political opinion is very rare in Albania. What is much more prevalent is criminal gangs and criminal extortion.
They don't quite say it's rare. They just say it's hard to pin down. They say there are lots of reports coming up about it, but it's very difficult to verify any of this information. And certainly there is this general atmosphere of lawlessness. They continue.
That's right. It states that individuals are rarely targeted for mistreatment on account of political grounds. And then I think the very next sentence is that organized and amateur crime is extremely prevalent. So what the immigration judge looked at and what this court needs to look at is Ms. Bakari's testimony in light of the State Department report. And none of this evidence, certainly none of it compels the conclusion that any persecution he may have suffered occurred on account of a protected ground under the Immigration and Nationality Act.
The problem in Albania was largely based on the widespread fraudulent scheme under which people lost a lot of money, isn't that correct?
That's what the State Department report
indicates. The background for the lawlessness and so on?
That is what the State Department report indicates.
I would say not just the State Department report. If anyone is reading the newspapers during those years, it was all over the place. You could have read the New York Times or any other source that you wanted to and seen that.
Of course, the only evidence in the record in this case are the State Department reports. If this court has no further questions, I have nothing further.
Thank you, Ms. Mazur.
Thank you.
Counsel, you have 3 minutes.
The exact line that opposing counsel mentioned with regard to the country report was from that addendum report, not from the February 1999 report on the whole year of 1998, which does say that there was a lot of activity going on against opposition party members in Albania. I'd also like the court to pay attention that Mr. Kari did not come to the United States in 96 when his father came, when the Democratic Party was in power in Albania. He didn't come in 97 when there was general lawlessness and anarchy with no government in power for 3 months, from March 97 to June of 97. He didn't come until 1998, after the death of Azem Haidari, when there were all these protests going on about political killings in Albania. He participated in a protest in September 98, said a bullet flew past his head, he was videotaped and targeted, and then in October of 98, he went to a protest because there was the Socialist Party was celebrating the birthday of Enver Barhoja, who was the Communist Party dictator. So he was going and protesting that, and again, they were following him with a machine gun in a car. He evaded them and then went into hiding and left Albania, arriving here in the United States in November 1998. I think the timing of his arrival shows that it was politically motivated. He could have come for economic reasons to the United States in 97. Certainly, you know, this is someone who testified he had a business in Albania and was doing fairly well. So I think that the issue of what was going on politically in Albania is very important, and also the extortion linked with that by someone who was tied to the local government. So I do believe that the immigration court was wrong in this case and that this deserves to be reversed. Thank you very much.
Thank you, counsel. Indeed, our thanks to both lawyers, and the case will be taken under advisement.